Hey guys, Ralph here. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Dos Gordos. This episode is a little different. Both me and Bulldog are recording at Tacos El Gordo together late night on a single phone, so the sound quality is a little off. We are always looking to improve our podcast, so any feedback would definitely be greatly appreciated. You can always reach us on our Facebook at Team Bulldog or our Instagram at Dos Gordos Podcasts. Let us know of any place you would recommend or if you'd like to join us one day and be a gordo or a gordita. Let us know. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. It's always a plus. And now a quick word about the sponsor, and I hope you enjoy today's show.
It's raining tacos from out of the sky. Tacos, no need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
Hola, amigos, amigas. I am Old Man Ralph, and here is
Bulldog.
And this is Dos Gordos. Welcome to our podcast. We welcome you to episode 2 today. We'll be eating and drinking and blabbering about tacos and mulas from
Tacos El Gordo.
All right. So a little history about Tacos El Gordo. It's a family-owned, operated, based off of Tijuana. They have been in business since 1972, and in 1998, they crossed the border and opened its first location in San Diego. Therefore, in 2010, they opened here with us in the fabulous Las Vegas. Why don't you tell us a little more information, Antonio?
All right, so pretty much a taco is simply just a folded tortilla with some type of filling. Let's see, a little fun fact, the Aztec Emperor Moctezuma actually used a tortilla as a spoon. Very familiar. Also, too, the women back in the day, so it dates around from 1500 BC, they used to wrap the food in the tortilla for their husbands while they were out doing labor. And they were able to cook those later. And so pretty much it was used as a spoon and a lunch pail since back in the 1500s.
Cool. Right. So we got plenty of tacos here. We've already ordered. Inside Tacos El Gordo is a bunch of different lines where you can pick up your tacos. You do them individually. So there's a line for carne asada, line for el pastor. There's a line for lenguas, so they've got a couple different lines there, so it's pretty interesting. I've never seen that myself, except for here. Have you ever seen this type of vending before?
I have in Mexico, not in the United States. Not very familiar with them like that, unless you go to a taco vendor out in the streets. It's pretty much how it is. That's kind of how this came upon, because it's a family establishment. They kind of came up in the streets. So it's more like a street vending food. Pretty awesome. We did get a couple of things. We did get tacos de carne asada. We also got two mulas de pastor. Pastor is spicy pork. Carne asada is just meat that's barbecued over the grill. We got two sopes de asada. Sopes would be considered, looks like a plate made out of dough with meat. And then we also have tacos de suadero, tacos de nopal, which is cactus. So we're going to be definitely trying these different foods and enjoy them. Hopefully you enjoy them with us. We'll go ahead and talk about them after we eat.
All right, so what's first on the menu? What are we going to go first?
So first, I definitely want to go with the mula. So the mula, it's two tortillas like a sandwich. So we got mulas de harina, which is mulas de flour. So again, it's two tortillas with cheese, meat, and all the fixings, cilantro, onions, and salsa in the middle. Just eat it pretty much just like a sandwich. So we'll go ahead and bite into that.
Yeah, literally a tortilla sandwich, so that's pretty cool.
Oh man, the salsa's good.
Mm-hmm. The salsa they use, yep.
Oh yeah.
So, adobada is spicy pork that what they do is they put a bunch of slabs of pork together, pineapple, many different spices that I'm not too familiar with, They stack them together, put them in an open flame, and almost rotisserie it. So the meat spins and spins over an open flame while it cooks.
What kind of meat did you say this was again?
Adobada. About so spicy pork.
Spicy pork.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Not good. Not too spicy either. It's just got like a little kick to it, but like nothing that'll burn your mouth or you'll regret later. And it pairs with the salsa really well. I kind of wish I knew what kind of sauce this is. It's like a white.
So, almost like a sour cream.
Yeah,
sauce.
Exactly.
It's a Mexican crema, so it's very watery. Also, they have a avocado sauce or avocado salsa with green chili. So it pairs perfect with the cilantro and the onions. They go on top of the spicy pork. Also, to top it off, comes with cheese. I mean, who doesn't love cheese?
Any idea what cheese this is? Or is it just like Mexican style cheese?
It's mozzarella cheese.
Mozzarella. Oh, yeah.
Mexican mozzarella cheese.
Okay. All
right.
I'm definitely gonna get that next time to come.
First one is down. What do you think about it, Ralph?
That's good, man. That's good. I don't know. That might be my first time having that type of
salad.
Yeah. And I'm not a big pork eater, but it definitely doesn't taste like your average pork.
Oh yeah, definitely. The way they make it like that is just absolutely amazing. I mean, it would be just rotisserie, so that's why it's so good. And with the spices of it, it's
It's definitely some interesting style pork.
If you would have to rate the moolah, what would you rate the moolah at? If you'd suggest somebody to get it.
If it was a pork taco, if I thought of it as pork, I would probably do like 8 out of 10. Eight gordos. Yeah, that's just... It doesn't give me the texture or the feeling of eating pork. Again, like, I'm not a big pork eater. But I would definitely recommend it to somebody who wants, you know, a taco or something different. That is definitely different. It's cool. It's like a little... Like you said, it was a little sandwich, so... Definitely something I would try again. And I will definitely come back here and try that.
So definitely with me, I would rate a moolah a 9. I fucking love it. I mean, every time I come to Tacos El Gordo, I come back for the moolahs only.
Mm-hmm.
I will only give it a 9. The reason why it's not a full 10 is because I do wish they were a lot bigger. They're not very large. So for me, I do have to eat multiple, a ton of them. Yeah. All right, so ongoing with that.
Yeah, by the way, folks, these tacos are Tijuana style. If you're not familiar with these street style tacos, they are very small. They're not your Taco Bell size. So, no. But this place, they do stack their meat really well compared to other taco shops.
Definitely.
And other taco places you go to. So if you're getting a street style taco, this place, I mean, they give you a lot more than for your buck.
Yeah, the tortillas are definitely small. They're mainly for snacks. That's why you get multiple. But they're good.
Yeah,
they pack a punch. Definitely. So, all right. So the next thing we're gonna try here is the sopas. Like I said earlier, sopas picture a little plate of dough with meat on top of it. Just all your same fixings. We got the sopas de asada, and asada is pretty much just beef. On open flame, grilled beef, barbecue beef. That's it.
Cool. So we got what? Guacamole. It's pretty much just a fried tortilla with like a sandwich style. What kind of cheese is that? Is that mozzarella?
Yeah, the mozzarella thing? Cheese too.
Okay. All right, let's dig in. Definitely crunchier.
Yeah, definitely crunchy. Most moolahs that I've had don't have an upper top part of it. Tacos El Gordo likes to put a little hard shell, like a tostada, on top of it. Gives it a crunchy taste. It's actually really good.
I taste they put a different type of meat on it other than asada, or is it just straight asada?
Straight asada, but they also got beans. I believe they got beans in there.
Okay.
I don't know if it's beans or...
I'm tasting something a little different in it compared to the asada tacos. Crunchiness is good. And the good texture of a tortilla. Mm-hmm. A lot thicker than the actual tortillas they use.
So these ones are made out of corn. That's probably why the flavor's a little different. Mm. They're tasting the corn.
Yeah.
And it's so thick of corn, we're getting that flavor.
So if you're coming here and you don't want a soft taco and you want something more of a crispy taste, I would definitely recommend this. Me, myself, I'm not a big hard shell taco kind of guy. But you do say you don't do it with the top on. So.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the top.
Actually, I'm gonna take off the top on this and give that a little whirl, see how that differs. I think the top is like extra crispy or something.
Mm-hmm.
This is more of a tostada, yeah.
Looks like I'm done with that one. How about you?
I mean, I got a couple more tacos here, so right, pacing myself.
How would you, what would you rate it? The mula. Not the mula, the sope.
Sope. I don't know what it is. I might have gotten a weird one. It's got, like, some of the meats kind of off to me. So I'm going to give this a 6 out of 10 locuros.
Okay.
I mean, I do like the crunchiness, but I'm not a big crunchy fan.
Right.
I'd rather have my taco in a soft tortilla.
Mm-hmm.
You know, didn't seem like it came with a lot of salsas and all that stuff. It was just packed with meat. So if you want more meat than salsa, then definitely go with that because it is a lot of meat in there.
Right. Well, I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I'm gonna rate it a 6 as well. I'm not too fond of the sopes. It's a little too dry for me. I need something with a lot more salsa, a little more flavoring.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
Yeah, there's not much of that going on with it. All right, so that one, we'll go on to the next one. We have our, what they call taco azteca. So it's the tacos de nopal with carne asada. So it's a cactus and beef taco.
Ooh. Looking forward to this one. So is this the cactus on top?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got cactus on top and pretty much...
You have guacamole, you got your cilantro, your onions, your salsa, and then you got your...
Pretty much a street taco with a cactus on it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the cactus is more of a texture type thing than a flavor.
It's definitely slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real slimy. It's actually really good for you, though.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Really, really good for you. All right. So, quick little bite there. What do you think, bro?
It's good. Again, the cactus didn't really add too much to it. At least this one did. I don't think it's my favorite topping. Not something that I would normally add, but it's not something I would be disgusted with. So, I mean, just an average taco, I would probably give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
What would you do?
I would give it a 6 myself. It is slimy. However, it is very healthy for you. So, la taco azteca is very good for you to eat. The nopales, or the cactus, is extremely healthy for you. Very good. It's great for fat burning.
Yeah, I'm actually thinking about getting some stored on the grill and try it again.
Yep.
Maybe a little bit more crispier. That might actually work out.
Right. So it looks like we're going to go into
lingua?
Something else. Yeah, let's do the lingua.
Lingua, okay. So give me a little history on the lingua. I'm not too familiar with it. This is going to be one of my first times trying it. I've had it before once when I was younger, and I didn't like the texture, but I was younger then, so the texture, I mean, texture hasn't been a big thing to me as I gotten older,
mm-hmm.
So maybe Maybe I'll fall in love. Okay. Yeah, maybe so, things will change.
Lengua, if anybody doesn't know, lengua is your tongue. So it's beef tongue. What they do is they actually boil the beef tongue for hours until it gets to the right temperature, gets all nice and soft, and it pretty much just falls apart. It's that's pretty much it. It just falls apart in your mouth once you bite. It's extremely soft and tender.
All right, so pretty much tender meat. let's dip right in. It's got all your fixings. The it doesn't come in any guacamole, but it has green sauce, the meat, cilantro, and some onions, of course. And do it. Okay. Not as bad as I remember it, but still not my favorite thing on the menu.
So, I will tell you, I personally like lengua when it's in a burrito. Tacos, not so much. I mean, it's still good. Still one of my favorites. I mean, if I would have to rate the lengua from here, I would rate it a 7. I just feel like it could be more tender. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, this is my first time in years probably eating it. Not a big lingua person. Texture always gets me, so it's not something I would order. So I haven't had it before to kind of give it a, you know, kind of a rating, but I would just go ahead and just do a 6 for this. It might be better in a burrito, like you said, but just not feeling this taco. It's just not my thing. All right, so what was this, taco 5?
Yeah, taco number 5. We're gonna go into the taco de adobada or pastor. The same thing like the mula we ate. Only difference is the other one we ate was with flour. We're gonna now eat it with corn tortilla.
But like the, el pastor is cooked with pineapple, right?
Pineapple and spices.
So yeah, it's got different little spices. And then actually, this is actually different, right? They kind of slice this off like a, what would you say, like a kebab or shish kebab?
So, like I said in the beginning, what they do is you get a bunch of meat, stack it together, like he said, a kebab style. And they put it next to an open flame and it spins, rotisserie style. It just spins and it spins slowly. So it gets a nice even cook inside and out. Puts a nice caramelized glaze on the outside. It's good.
Oh yeah, this is definitely delicious. That's that sauce, whatever it is, man. It just, it's delicious. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever had it before. At least when I got these type of tacos, new to me.
Right.
So yeah.
Oh man.
I would definitely give this a strong 8.
Yeah.
Well, so, go ahead.
Definitely, I mean, Tacos del Gordo is main for its beef and its amazing street food, but their pastor is amazing. Pastor and adobada would be considered the same thing, just absolutely amazing. Alright, so now we're going into the original taco de asada. Plain taco de asada, street food. You got your corn tortilla, your meat, you have your cilantro, you have your onions, then you have your salsa verde, but they, on ours, we put a guacamole. So it's a guacamole sauce. We're gonna dig into that.
All right. Look at taco. I'm not gonna lie, man.
Oh, man.
There is a reason why this place is popular, folks. This is actually a pretty decent taco. And just the meat, I mean, there's a lot of meat for a couple bucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of meat.
I guarantee you, anywhere else you go, at least in Vegas, you'll get less meat. And not only that, this is on the strip, so you can walk here if you wanted to. I mean, it is kind of a long walk from the major casinos, but it's well worth it. A lot of my friends come out here and they tell me they want to go. I kind of just tell them, now. We'll save it for another time. But I do regret not coming here more often.
It's definitely the best for your buck. Only because anything on this trip, it's mad expensive. This place, perfect prices. And $250 for a taco that's packed full of meat. What else can you get?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely good, man.
Alright.
That salsa's got a little kick to it, too. But you know me, I'm a little whitewashed, so. I am currently washing it down with a some Mexican apple soda. This is my first time trying this one. It's called Mundet. Normally I get, what is that, Juegos? Is the other one?
Jaritos.
Jaritos. Oh, shit. I'm going to get my ass kicked here. Normally I get that, but this is the one they have. Still just as good. If I had to rate this apple soda, if you've never had an apple soda, it's like apple juice, but...
Carbonated
apple juice, pretty much it. Yeah. So that's always an 8 for me. Definitely doesn't feel like you're drinking a heavy soda. What do you got there? I saw you pulled something.
So I do have a sangria. It is non-alcoholic, but tastes just as good. It's perfect for when you're eating spicy food. It's like drinking wine while you're eating steak. I mean, sangria with carne asada, red wine and steak.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely give that a try next time. I didn't know. I thought that was alcoholic. I was just like, oh, bulldog looking for a good time. So, again, where's this place at? I know we're on the strip, but you want to throw a little...
If you're interested, I mean, this place, again, it's called Tacos El Gordo. It is located on the corner of 3041 South Las Vegas Boulevard, right on the corner. Inside a little shopping center, there's a liquor store here. And there's a Korean barbecue here. There's a everything $10 is left souvenir shop right next to it. I mean, you can dine either inside or outside. It's a great place to be.
Yeah, they've got plenty of places off the strip, too. I think they got how many?
So we have two locations. One of them is located on Bruce and Charleston. That is the busiest location that they do have. I'm talking about it. It is jam-packed from the time it opens at 6 in the morning until it closes at 4 in the morning. So it only have a 2-hour close period, and it is jam-packed. So it is definitely one of the best taco spots to be at here in Las Vegas. I mean, if it's packed from opening to closing, definitely amazing. So I really hope you guys enjoy it. That does conclude our episode of Dos Gordos.
I am Old Man Ralph.
And I'm Bulldog. Bulldog.
Bulldad. It's Bulldog's new name. It's Bulldad, guys.
And I'm Bulldog. And we're out.
Was that?
Well, that concludes this episode of Dos Gordos.
I am Old Man Ralph.
And I'm Bulldog. And we're out to lunch.
That's stupid. Oh my gosh, this is going to be in the bloopers at the end. Thanks, Ryan. I'm going to put that right at the end, like right after the credits and all that stuff.
Have a good one, guys. Thanks for eating with us.
Ole. That was the last we saw of him.